I need some volunteers, especially some crazy ones. Okay, sir, come up here. Who else? Come on up here. Come on up. Come on up. Anybody else? Any other volunteers? Okay, this will have to do. Okay, which one of you doesn't mind getting hurt? Okay.
I jumped off a rock.
Okay. Shh. Okay. We're going to blindfold you. You're going to be the blind man. Okay? You okay with that? You're going to have to sit down. Okay. You ready? Turn around. Okay. You're a blind man. Is that too tight?
Nope.
Good deal. Okay, and to make sure you're really blind, okay, you good? You're not good? Oh, we had a little accident here. There. You blind? Sorry. Are you blind?
Yes.
Okay. Have a seat over here. Just kidding. Okay, so there's this blind man sitting on the side of the road. Sit. Very good. Okay, and the tradition at the time is that the rabbi, who is Jesus, might be walking with this group of people, teaching them along the way. So you guys are both just random people and disciples, and we're walking along, and we're having a conversation, and then the blind man cries out of the blue. It's kind of rude. He calls out of the blue to this group, and Jesus is very intimate with them, teaching them, and he says, "Son of David, have pity on me." Can you say that, blind man? And these people are kind of like, "Excuse me, you interrupted the teacher," right? But in the gospel, it relays to us that he was very persistent. He said it again. And he was very persistent. Number one, brothers and sisters, this teaches us that when we are going after God, when we are seeking God, you must be persistent. Don't be afraid of being rude to God. Right? You're not going to be rude to God. You be persistent with God. The next thing, though, is that the disciples, they come over to the blind man. Just two of you go. You're disciples. And they say to him, "Take courage. Jesus is calling you." Okay, so number two, Jesus wants you to know that you should have courage because Jesus is calling you. It's not just you seeking Him. I think a lot of times, guys, in our spiritual lives, we think, well, I'm trying to pray, I'm trying to talk to God, and I'm not hearing Him. But you don't realize that He's also calling you. He's also coming after you. Now come back here, disciples. So they tell him, "Take courage, Jesus is calling you." And what does it say he did? Huh? He jumped up. This is the part where you may get hurt. I want you to jump up and go to I mean, do you guys get a sense of how ridiculous this is? That it says that he sprang up? Why don't you stay right there so you don't get hurt? Okay, let's have a round of applause for our players today. Go ahead and go back to your seats. And guys, this is exactly how we have to approach Jesus as well. In fact, did he get his sight back right away? No. It wasn't until he sprang up and went to Jesus that he got his sight back. He could have sat on the side of the road and been too scared to get up. And could have sat there on the side of the road and said, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Come and heal me." And how many of us in our spiritual lives do that? We sit on the side of the road and we expect Jesus to come to us. We expect Jesus to meet us where we're at, right? I want Jesus to empathize with my situation. But today Jesus is challenging you to be like this blind man, and with total abandonment, with this ridiculous idea, spring up in your blindness and go after Him. And to meet Him where He's at. In holiness. In the church. In the Eucharist. Not asking Him to come to you first. Be persistent. Know that He is calling you. And respond to Him with abandonment. Not asking Him to come to you. But go to Him first. Please stand.